Call the special session of Mayor and City Council meeting, 6:00 PM, Wednesday, June 21st, 2017, here at City Hall Complex Council Chambers. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Do you want me to give you a minute?
One second.
Okay. We'll hold for a minute. I didn't realize our clerk was not there. I was just looking at the council here. But we're going to give her a minute and then we'll go into the pledge. Sorry about that, Letty. Okay. Commander Diaz, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Okay. And I guess we have a public hearing on the final budget. And do you have any comments from the public? Anybody like to? Okay, seeing none. We'll go ahead with number four, presentation. We're going to get an update on the 4th of July. Chairman, do you have anything to say for an update at this point on the 4th of July?
Mr. Mayor, in the previous meeting that I attended, things were in order. Things were looking good. The entertainment was set. There were some details that we talked about and we came to terms with those. The previous meeting, however, I was out of town and I had Mr. Bachelier attend that meeting and he's been doing an excellent job with the 4th of July with his experience, and maybe he can bring us to life. Maybe he can do just a brief presentation about what took place in that particular meeting. Would you mind doing that, Mr. Bachelier?
The only question that I had was if you can update us, or I don't know, maybe Mr. Bachelier is on the music part of it. What percent is going to be in English and what percent in Spanish? Have you heard any of the groups, or anyone heard any of the groups at this point? Okay, we're going to need to look into that, I guess, just to be on the safe side. Because last year you did a great job on getting the mix. Mm-hmm. We had a pretty good mix of Mexican-American English and Goldie Zanotti's and some country western and some even the Spanish songs. So can we expect the same this year?
Mr. Mayor, if that's a concern of yours or an interest, we can look into that. I don't know if at that meeting, Marcel, you discussed that. I know that in the one that I attended, we did discuss it a little bit. It seemed like all the entertainment was set. But in the last meeting that you attended, as you recall, I was out of town. Did you discuss any of that?
Mr. Mayor, Councilman Rojas, specifically, the entertainment lineup had not been completely confirmed. We're hoping to get that tomorrow. We have a meeting at 1:00 again. Mr. Felix is supposed to provide us a full list of entertainers. And I think at that point we can at least let him know that there is a requirement of the council mix and the committee that the mix is, you know, majority English versus the Spanish music at this point in time.
So are you meeting here?
We will be meeting here, yes, at 1:00 tomorrow.
Okay. And did you bring one of the flyers?
I did not, Mayor.
Oh, I got the one you gave me. You want to show it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Bachelier, make some flyers, I guess, to post around town certain places or give out, I don't know. But this is the flyer. I'll go ahead and pass it down to the council and they can pass it to you and you can kind of show it.
For those who have not been privy to much of what's been going on with the 4th of July, this year's theme is United We Stand. The actual graphic on that flyer will be the same graphics that we use for the VIP passes and the t-shirts as well. Our vendors, we sold out a total of 50 vendors probably 2 weeks ago, so that went very, very quickly, a lot quicker than typical. City staff, we've met with them. Everybody is pretty much on board and ready to, if the event started tomorrow, we could probably kick this off, short of just confirming the music and the percentages.
Do you need a flyer on this?
No, I don't need it.
No, okay. Well, personally, I think that was a great piece of work. Mm-hmm. The colors are great, the Eagles, and United We Stand. We have from veterans and military people standing there with, I guess, citizens, and all united, holding hand of what it is to honor our democracy and the privileges of having freedom and the pursuit of happiness along with it. So that's why we get together on 4th of July and have a great time honoring our country. But anyway, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to...
One thing I just wanted to make sure that every councilman was aware of, and we hope that you all do participate in the 4th of July parade. You all know that it's very difficult to get a lot of participants just because it's the middle of the summer, the schools are out, so it's difficult to get a lot of interest. So if you are all participating in the parade, you're required to provide your own vehicle. Hopefully you'll decorate appropriately, but just wanted to make that clear.
I want to ride with your boss.
Beautiful. The lineup for the parade will start at Court Street in Morley, and starts at 9 o'clock, and the parade will start at 10.
Okay. I thought Dr. Verona was going to be drinking beer at Morana's 4th of July event.
Point of order, Mayor, he's off topic.
That's right. We strayed away too far going to Morana's.
That's funny, Bob.
So if there are any other questions,
any other questions from the council?
None, Mr. Vasilier.
Thank you for the update. It looks like things are going smooth.
Thank you, Marcel.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Talking about the 4th of July. We have number 5, liquor licenses. A, it's a consideration and possible action of liquor license 2017-08, and it's an approval of recommendation of the issuance of a special event liquor license application for Angeli Suarez for the 4th of July celebration, City of Nogales. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay. Equal, don't fight over the liquor. Don't fight over, you guys got together, eh?
Second.
Don't fight over.
A second.
All right.
Discussion,
open
Mayor.
For discussion.
I wanted to beat Mr. Verona the second.
Mayor, thank you. Could I please ask for you to, I would like for Chief Bermudez to come up and explain. Mm-hmm. Chief, could you please explain the... When I asked you the concerns.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Rivera, Councilman Verona, your question was, sir?
My question was, what implications do you have as a law enforcement officers by us eliminating the alcoholic?
Well, I can tell you that by approving this, it'll make our job easier. It's more effective, more efficient.
No, but wait, approving the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry, so approving the liquor license.
Yes,
and
okay,
the city.
That's the motion. Okay.
The city obtaining a liquor license.
Yes, okay.
More effective, more efficient, and safer for our officers in a way that we're in a controlled environment. It's a fenced-in area. You know the points of distribution. Everybody that's 21 or over has a wristband. And so basically it's we're just making sure that everything is in order. The other way, we would have to have officers
at every entry and exit point, checking for alcohol, checking ice chests, making sure that there's no beer in the parking lot, making sure that there's no drinking in public inside the cordoned off area or the fenced area, and that wouldn't be good for us. We would have to have more officers, and I think we've never had any issues in the past years. Everything has been very orderly, and my recommendation is that you guys go forward and approve this liquor license. And I think it would be a safer outcome for everybody involved.
Okay, we have Mr. Lucero wants to ask a question here.
Have you finished?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Thanks.
You did not yield. Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of in a predicament here, Mr. Mayor. I've asked for the guidance of the chief of police. He didn't speak what I wanted to hear. I can only say this, that I hope, Mr. Rivera, that we can talk about this. I just don't feel that the city should be in the business of alcohol. If it's a non-profit under these circumstances, I could see it. And maybe next January we can talk about it instead of right now. But I feel that if you give it out to a non-profit, a local non-profit that can take care of this, I'd probably feel a little bit more comfortable. I'm going to accept the chief's recommendation, okay? I'm not going to go against it and then have something go wrong and then...
Andale.
That's right. So, but for my... Yes, Mr. Rivera?
To address that issue, Councilman Varona, it does go to a nonprofit. The unions are the ones that benefit from this, and every year they take turns. So it isn't the city directly involved. The unions sell the alcohol, and they get part of the proceeds.
Okay. But if you can open it up to some civic organizations, somebody else outside, I leave that up to you. Come back to us in January. But, Mr. Mayor,
Do you yield?
No, I don't yield. I want to finish. Now everybody, nobody says anything on the budget, but on alcohol, everybody's got them. Jesus Christ.
No problem.
Mr. Mayor, that's how I feel, Mr. Mayor. I'm not going to go against the chief's recommendation, but I'm just going, my vote will be an abstention because I don't want to go against the chief's recommendation.
You know, if it'll make you feel any better, Councilman Verona, I was in Disneyland not too long ago, and there's this young lady in front of me, and I was at the snack bar, but apparently they sell beer at the snack bars too. And she went over there and got a glass, and I thought she was a high school girl. She gets her glass, takes a big sip when she turns around, and I look at her and I'm trying to figure out how old is this young lady. And then she looks at me, and she probably thought I wanted some of her beer. And she says, "There's more here," she said. But what I'm saying is, Disneyland, I mean, mostly kids, they sell beer at all the snack bars.
Do they really?
They do, yeah. They got the
Pirates of Caribbean.
No. They got the Budweiser, Light Bud, some other unknown brand to me. But
can you imagine when we talked about urban designation, we would have had such a lively conversation. Conclude, Mr. Mayor.
Conclude. Okay, now we have Councilman Lucero.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to hear the recommendation from the chairman of the 4th of July committee. I'd like to follow his recommendation.
I would like to say, Mayor, did we vote on this before?
Yeah.
Is this an item that we voted before?
No, but Mr. Machado told us at that time that we'd have to come back and vote on this, right, Mr. Machado?
Is that correct?
Yes.
If you change your mind, yeah, you voted last meeting, Councilman Rojas.
Well, under the recommendation of the chief, I would recommend.
It's good enough for me.
So call to the for the question. Then. We got enough discussion.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor,
I want to put my question.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Here is Councilman Maldonado.
I got bombarded by calls the day after it was announced that, you know, we had voted against it. They did see that I voted for it, and you know, it's a community that we all love to get together. We cherish our friends and everything. It's a way to teach our kids be responsible. Everybody was. You're not gonna have anybody at 4th of July if you guys don't approve this.
But just you.
And, you know, I don't drink no more. I drank, but even when I drank, I've been to the event, and it's not like you're gonna go there and try to drink the last beer of your life. You know, you're gonna go there to have fun, and there's a lot of games, there's a lot of vendors and all that. You know, it is a beautiful family atmosphere, and like you say, Mr. Ramirez, you know, it's easier to control if we do it this time. I agree with you.
And Mr. Mayor, members of the council, just to for the record, I'm not condoning or supporting the use of alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you my professional opinion behind
that's
this.
To control.
Thank you.
Yes. To control.
Yes, Councilman.
Just a question. In past years, was there ever a problem with people bringing in beer? Because everybody comes in with an ice chest. Were people bringing beer in the ice chest? And because a couple times that I was there, we were only serving Bud Light or Budweiser.
Right.
But you would see that thrown in the garbage cans, you'd see Miller Lights or Coors. So that means they had to have brought them in.
Well, I mean, it's not 100% secure, obviously. But the other way, what we would have to do is start citing people for drinking in public on the property there,
right.
And it would create a good situation.
Yeah. Yeah, but they do keep an eye on the people that if somebody's drinking beer outside of the controlled area?
Oh, yes, sir, we do.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
I call for the question.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I kind of support that because what I've seen with the general public when they're drinking there and it's a control, there's a lot of respect. And even the grown-ups or even parents that are with the children, they drink slow, they enjoy the beer they're having like a refreshment. It doesn't really get to their system as fast as when you're guzzling or you're trying to hide and take a strong, you know, liquor or something, and you get a flask and you try to, you know, there's more danger of getting a drunk that way than when they're just enjoying the family atmosphere, and especially with your presence there and monitoring and supervising everything. It seems to be always like there's a real peaceful, hopefully it'll be the same this year. We raised the prices last year just to make sure that people didn't buy, I don't know, what was it, two beers at a time that they can buy? But just to raise it a little so there wouldn't be as much consumption, it would help it a little. It's still a good deal, but we're not giving the beer away, or at least the people that are, the unions that are selling it. And especially with the presence of our law enforcement there, it becomes a pretty safe atmosphere. Yes, sir, Councilman.
I would like to request the roll call vote.
Yes. Okay. We will, and I'll start. We'll do a roll call vote on this, Nifty, and I'll start with myself. The mayor votes to approve the liquor license.
Mr. Maldonado?
Approve.
Mr. Lucero?
Yes.
Mr. Rojas?
Yes.
Mr. Barona?
I can't hear you.
What did you say? Pass? No.
Yes.
Mr. Diaz?
Yes.
Okay. Motion approved, not unanimously, 6-1. Thank you very much.
Any more questions, Mr. Mayor?
I believe that takes care of the liquor license, and I thank you for
your
comments.
Chief.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay. Going to discussion items, number 6. Discussion and possible action on rescheduling regular council meeting of July 5th, 2017 to July 12th, 2017.
Motion to approve the rescheduling.
Second.
Okay.
Of the council meeting.
Any open for discussion? Anybody want to say anything? It's just that it's the day after the holiday and
too much alcohol.
And we'll all be pretty busy that. So we're going to go ahead. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously. Any nays? No nays. Okay, thank you. Going to orders number 7. 8, consideration and possible action of order 2017-06-030, an order of the Council of the City of Nogales, Arizona, approving change order number 1 to the surface improvement project for Mariposa Ranch Road and La Quinta Road in the amount of $8,175.
So moved, Mayor. Second.
Okay. We have a motion to approve. Any discussion?
Is this Mr.? I just want to say, Mr. Mayor, that I think it's a good idea. It's going to cost us a little extra, but this deal of doing it at nighttime because of the congestion there and the temperature outside, it's $8,000 more, but I think it's a wise investment.
Okay. Any other comments? Seeing none, calling the question. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? None. Motion carried unanimously. Going to be consideration and possible action of order 2017-06-031, an order of the Council of the City of Nogales, Arizona, adopting the official final budget for fiscal year 2017-2018 as presented. Do I have a motion to approve?
Was this going to be pulled or?
No, the last one is going to be pulled.
The last one.
This one.
Oh, okay, yes, I'm sorry.
This is on the final budget.
Okay. What happens? Too much alcohol.
just a thought of it. do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
Mayor.
It's open for discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to amend the main motion to include, to fully fund the Port Authority and the Chamber of Commerce. And Carlos, on the $75,000, were you going to set that aside for the presentation, or do I include this in the motion?
Mr. Mayor, Councilman Varona, I'd leave it out for now. Just once you're ready to give your presentation, if the council funds it, then we'll do a budget change.
Okay, so just that, Mayor. That's.
You know, I can, just to make it easier, suggest that if the rest of the council wants to up the amounts that are budgeted to those two entities, mm-hmm. that can also be handled the same way out of contingency, and you wouldn't have to amend anything. In other words,
that's a small amount, huh?
Right?
15.
Right. Okay. You see what I mean? It would, if you approve the contract, let's say for $50,000, and we only have $35,000. Budgeted, then the difference would come out of the contingency. So you wouldn't have to amend it here.
And one other reason also is paperwork-wise, it's a lot cleaner and easier rather than having to go back and modify all the forms.
Right.
We can do it through a budget change.
Okay.
After
you've given the direction.
Mr. Mayor,
mm-hmm.
I withdraw my amended motion based on the recommendation from the city attorney and the city manager.
And just vote? Or
just on the budget.
Raising? Okay, I have a... So do we have we have the motion to approve, and then are we going to have to make another motion to raise the $15,000?
No. The motion is to approve the budget as presented.
As presented. Okay. All right. So, yes. Go ahead.
I had made a comment earlier, and Mr. Rivera, pertaining to both fire department and police department. You know, we're talking about uniforms, and I just want to know everybody that there was some clarification that I wanted and to get. You know, a lot of times a uniform, you know, let's say for a motorcycle officer, he might need different items, gloves in the winter, different type of vest for carrying his phone or extra, besides his bulletproof vest and stuff like that. And I've talked it over with both Carlos and Ms. Jeanette on make sure we comply with their needs. And they both gave me their word on that. Basically, it's something that it's already been talked and supportive to make sure they have what they need.
And I think we all clarify. We all concur.
Yes, Councilman.
I'd just like to request a roll call vote on the budget, Mr. Mayor.
Sure. We're going to do a roll call. So we have a motion to approve the budget as presented. And got a first and second, discussed it, and now we're going to do the roll call. And we'll start here with me. And I vote to approve.
Mr. Maldonado?
Approve.
Mr. Lucero?
No.
Mr. Rojas?
No.
Mr. Verona?
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. Diaz?
Yes.
Okay, we have five yeas and two nays. So, motion carried and approved. Now, we come to the last one. Number eight, resolutions. Consideration and possible action of resolution R2017-06-003. Resolution of the Council of the City of Nogales, Arizona, recommending an urban roadway design for Mariposa Road, State Route 189, in accordance with the City of Nogales General Plan. And I would make a motion to table. Thank
second.
You very much. We have a motion to table, first and second. I think we already had quite a bit of discussion on that. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? No nays? Motion carried unanimously. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No names, motion carried. Oh, aye, I'm sorry. Mr. Ruiz, I just wanted to take a moment to thank Supervisor Ruiz for coming over and joining us today, and also thank the county for the support they've given and working together with the city on the chip field street program. And we're looking forward to continuing working.
Thank you. 2X.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you, man.